Hello, this is Barb Horn with All Embracing Change of allembracingchange.com and your free offer on why change to go with the blog series about change and accepting and embracing change that started in February 2017. And so why change? Change is the process of transformation from one state to the other, like the movement from the sun to the east and the west. It's a process of change, the seasons, winter to spring to fall, back to winter, from sleep to wake to daydreaming, from daydreaming to a focus, to a relaxed state, and maybe back to a sleep state. Those are all processes of change, changing from being angry to being calm. Those are all processes of change, to begin in one state or place and end in another. So when we think about it, life is essentially a process of constant change, from birth to adulthood. In every day that we live, we are engaged in this process of living transformation, as well as many, many other transitions, journeys, and processes and changes. We are literally surrounded by change every day and every moment, whether we're aware of it or not. That happens at all levels, in our body at a cellular level, the replacement of cells in our bodies happening all the time, all the way up to our own personal lives, our families, our neighborhoods, our societies and cultures, change their rules, their structures, their governments, their values, countries rise and fall, seasons, cycle, weather is forever moving and changing. The temperature changes, the years change, people are born and die, even our roles, beliefs, and relationships begin and end and begin. The very act of breathing itself is a process of change. We are beings of change by our very nature. And so to be alive in this world is to be constantly surrounded both within and without by change. Even when we die, we don't stop changing. Our bodies undergo a process of transformation back to the cycle of change as food, soil, air, and water. Looking at change this way, it becomes clear that we aren't really comfortable with change. If we aren't comfortable with change, we're not really comfortable with being alive at all. And yet many of us have problems with change. From death to economic fluctuations to relationship changes, we all avoid looking at the reality that change is only a moment away. Even when we want change, we're afraid of the rate of change that we might invoke. Some change happens that we don't expect, or we don't think we were part of manifesting, while other changes we actually create and make happen. When we won't talk about the possibility of old age or retirement or death or divorce or changes were leaving a position, a career, or changing a belief, we become frozen in fear at the thought of change that could happen, might happen, probably will happen, and those that even will definitely happen. If we're not comfortable with change, we certainly can't be truly comfortable in our lives with ourselves and be fully alive. And we don't even realize when we're avoiding or worrying about changes that are going on around us, we're at a huge disadvantage. It takes a huge amount of energy to avoid looking at change and to repress the emotions we're feeling about change around us. This is energy that could otherwise be used for our well-being, for creating what we want in the world and manifesting our desires, and healing old wounds or issues by creating even more space in our lives, by building loving relationships and generally enjoying our lives and feeling alive. And when we can't face change, this energy is stagnated or blocked, leaving us tired, ill, depressed, or even making us physically ill. And on top of this loss of energy and vitality, we miss all of the great opportunities that change offers to all of us. All the doorways that are open when one thing's end and another begins, we miss. All the new ideas, the new avenues, the new relationships we could be exploring go right by. Avenues that could hold amazing, healing, joyful discoveries all skip over us, and our treasures go to waste if we're too afraid to look for them in the shifting reality around us. There's nothing like isolation and fear that will cripple our creativity. Fear itself leaves us crippled, no longer free to choose how to live our lives. Whether it's stress from the changes in our work environment or the economy or politics, to worrying about changes in our family, our children, or our own health and our own being, or to panic at the changes in the international community and country, to downright the terror potentially of facing our own inner change, like the spiritual growth or the healing or what we're attached to, the challenges in our own beliefs and habits that may no longer serve us, accepted truths and values, things about ourselves and our family that we've been taught to ignore or shame or that really just need to be out in the light, change our view and perspective to them, and they would be healed and transformed. Maybe there's terror in your health or your aging and just eventual death. These and many other things have us become frozen, unable to make full use of our own personal power or to even enjoy what we're experiencing right now in the moment. See, learning to be truly alive means learning how to be with change, how to relate to it, how to embrace it, how to look forward to it, how to ultimately thrive with it, how to ultimately be comfortable in the uncomfortable, comfortable in the unknown. Because if we're looking for the familiar, you know, then we're not expecting the unfamiliar. Unfortunately, our relationship with change is something that we can all work on, that we can all choose to transform. This is a personal process, one that we can only do for ourselves and no one else. And it does involve working on the four aspects or powers that we all have: connection, truth, courage, and vision. And I'll cover those briefly in a moment a little bit more. This series on embracing change, the blogs and the associated free podcasts, are aimed to help you work with these powers of connection, truth, courage, and vision, and to enable you to positively transform your relationship with change so that you can live a more joyful, empowered, and fulfilled life. You can live from a place of all of your power and give all of your gifts that you're meant to give and serve the people you're meant to serve, as well as receive all the gifts that you're meant to receive. And each of these coming up blogs and free podcasts will have a series and examples and exercises to engage in. And so let's start with the first power that we do have in our relationship with change, and that's connection and truth. Those two powers give us a place into which to stand when all else about us is in chaos. And chaos feels overwhelmed and out of control, like there's no order, there's no symmetry, there's no cause and effect, there's a sense of powerlessness and hopelessness. And the thing about chaos is there is an order in chaos always, but it's usually not meant for our tiny brains, if you will, to comprehend. If you can step up and out, I think of it often as stepping up out of my head, in my room, in my house, on my street, in my community, and getting up into that cosmic, global, looking back at the earth perspective. From that perspective, there's really no such thing as chaos. There's order always. It's just on a scale and time and dimension that's just too big for our brains to understand. The good thing to know about that kind of chaos is that we don't need to understand and get it. We'll get it when we need to get it. The order, if you will. We need to cultivate this connection and truth to divine. It's through having a personal relationship with that which is unchanging, by knowing who we are and what is most important to us, we need never to fear becoming lost as we go through the changes of life. So there is a part of being connected to your truth, to who you really are, what you're here to do, what's most important to you. That doesn't change, if you will. It might get more robust. You might get more connected to it. You might have a deeper relationship to it, but that is really unchanging. So we never need to fear when we can connect to that and grab that as our truth and come from that place in chaos, in the unknown. We don't ever need to fear becoming lost as we go through the changes of life. And the journey to find and discover and unveil that knowing who you are and what is most important, I mean, it does evolve. I mean, who you knew you were when you were 2 versus 10 versus 20 versus 30, who you are isn't really changing. Your connection and relationship to it is growing and deepening and evolving. So it may feel like it's shifting, but it's always there. So again, you never need to fear becoming lost when you can connect to that truth. The third power, courage, allows us to maintain the practices that will help us thrive as we navigate a changing life, as well as freeing us to make the best choices for our well-being. Having courage means that we're able to listen to the inner wisdom of our hearts. We're more likely to put that wisdom into practice and really have a true bridge between our head and our hearts. And being able to engage consciously with change means taking responsibility for ourselves, claiming that power, taking responsibility for your lives, claiming that power. Something that does require a great deal of courage, but courage that you were born with, and courage that you have, and courage that you can cultivate and grow, just like you can build a muscle or build a skill. And lastly, the fourth power is vision, the ability to perceive clearly, to see what is, what could be, and what we'd like to be. When we have vision, we no longer have to accept other people's interpretations of our lives or the way we should be or what we should be doing or could be doing, but we can choose for ourselves what is possible, again returning to that truth. Being able to see the opportunities before us as well as the outcomes that we'd like, and allow us to fully participate in the changing world. That's an empowering state to be in. Not disempowering or victimizing or hopeless or powerless, but very empowering state to be in. A state that allows us to transform the world and all that we live in as we move together in a new era. You combine connection, truth, courage, and vision, these four powers, that allow you to relate to change in a totally new way, to be open, present, and peaceful no matter what. It is absolutely possible. Absolutely possible. So join me in this series about embracing change. Thank you, and I look forward to chatting with you.